Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We thank God for the third day of the month of August, year 2022. Beloved, we need to appreciate the Lord. We need to give God the glory for His mercies and endure forever. We need to thank the Lord for His protection, His care, His love over our lives. Wherever you are, begin to appreciate the Lord. Bless His name, worship Him. He is worthy of all praise, worthy to be adored. There is no one like Him. He cannot be compared with anyone. He is an incomparable God. Appreciate the King of glory. Appreciate the Lord of Lords who has made it possible for you to see another day. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. And in this program, we pray with high voltage. We pray with the spirit of enough is enough. We pray militant prayers. So you must get ready to pray. When I call a prayer point, you grab it immediately. And you vomit it out with power and with aggression. And things begin to move. Things begin to change. Because right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven has suffered assault. The kingdom of heaven has suffered violence. And it takes you to be violent before you can collect what belongs to you. This is not the days of ice cream prayers. This is not the days to be cold. This is not the day to be like a bishop. This is the day to be an aggressor. This is the day for us to become a warrior. This is the time that we must become a militant soldier. This is the time that our prayer life must be very hot. This is the time our prayer altar must be bubbling with fire. This is the time that all of us must be carrier of fire. I want you to open your mouth and say, "Oh God, my Father, deposit your fire into my bones in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deposit your fire into my bones in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deposit your fire into my bones in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deposit your fire into my bones in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deposit your fire into my bones in Jesus' name. Pray. This is the hour where this kind of prayer must be prayed. The fire of God must be deposited into our bones so that we can begin to emit and carry fire. I pray that the Lord will lay His hand upon our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. I appreciate the Lord with any songs of praises you love. Aha, He's able, abundantly able to deliver and to save. My God is able, abundantly able to deliver and to set us free. He is able, He is able, abundantly able to deliver and to save. My God is able, abundantly able to deliver and to set us free. Thank you, Father. Aha. Makatale punkaria basada. Linkatoria mokandele busunturi karia. Limpakandere busuntuka. Now get ready as we enter into our militant prayers. And I want you to pray with aggression. Pray with power. Say every evil plot assigned to cook any organs of my body, break to pieces in the name of Jesus. Every evil plot assigned to cook any organs of my body, break to pieces in the name of Jesus. Every evil plot assigned to cook any organ of my body, break to pieces in Jesus' name. Pray. If you can pray each of these prayer points I'm going to give, if you can pray them aggressively, you will see instant reaction within the next 24 to 48 hours. Pray very well. Thank you. See, anybody from my family, anybody from my bloodline, reporting my case to the covenant of witchcraft, receive, open this grace in the name of Jesus. Anybody from my bloodline reporting my case to the coven of witchcraft, receive, open this grace in the name of Jesus. Anybody from my bloodline reporting my case to the coven of witchcraft, receive, open this grace, 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 receive, open this grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers that vow to see my end, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus. Powers that vow to see my end, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus. Powers that vow to see my end, you are a liar. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Say, any power using witchcraft to oppress me, in the name of Jesus. Any power using witchcraft to oppress me, in the name of Jesus. Any power using witchcraft to oppress me, in the name of Jesus. Any power using witchcraft to oppress me, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Say, Holy Ghost, overshadow my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, overshadow my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, overshadow my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, overshadow my life in Jesus' name we pray. Every garment of shame be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every garment of shame be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every garment of shame be roasted by fire, be roasted by fire, be roasted by fire, be roasted by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Say, oh God, my Father, arise and lift me up in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, arise and lift me up in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, arise and lift me up in Jesus' name we pray. Bring out a bottle of water. If you don't have, get a bottle of oil. Lord, I thank you for you are God that answered by fire. We pray that these faith materials shall be converted to instrument of power, instrument of healing, instrument of deliverance. The hand of the Lord shall move into all these items, and they shall become instrument for God's demonstration of his power. I soak the water and the oil in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, listen very well. The Bible says something in Matthew chapter 15, verse 13. Matthew 15, verse 13. It was making reference in that place to scribes and Pharisees who are always looking for fault to hold against Jesus. Jesus Christ called them hypocrites. And he said something very deep in Matthew 15, verse 13. The disciple came to Jesus and said, "Didn't you know that what you have said to the Pharisees offended them?" And Jesus replied, and the reply of Jesus was very strange. He said, but he answered and said, every plant, immediately he converted it into another world. Every plant that of which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out. Very deep. If you put that one in a context of what he was telling the Pharisees, he converted the Pharisees immediately to a plant. And he said, inasmuch they are not planted by God, they shall be rooted out. Every plant that which have not planted by God shall be what? Shall be rooted out. Shall be rooted out. The Bible says, let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if they lead the blind, both shall fall into a ditch. So you can see that Jesus spoke a dark word, a dark saying, spoke in proverb in that place. He said, but he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out. Meaning there are people that could stand as a plant not planted by God. There are people that can stand against somebody's promotion. They are not planted by God. There are people that can vow they are going to waste another person. They are not planted by God. There are people that can go to witchcraft meeting to do evil. They are not planted by God. All these assignments were not assignments by God. They were assignments given to them by the devil. Therefore, the Bible says what you must do is to uproot them. Uproot them immediately. When you uproot them, you set fire upon them. Immediately. This is what the Bible says we must do. And that is what we are going to do now. Do you have anything in your life that has been planted by the devil? Are you facing a serious problem in your marriage? Has your husband been snatched away? Has your children turning against you? These are activity of the power of darkness. They are plant, not planted by God. They are situations that will come mounting and it must be rooted out. Are you here now? You have been crying sincerely for the fruit of the womb. And you try everything. You even done IVF, but it never worked. We are going to deal with it in prayer. They are tree, not planted by God. Are you here now? Somebody sat on your promotion. It's a tree, not planted by God. It is time for you to aggressively pray. When you are going to fight or confront a plant not planted by God, it demands some vitality and some strength of heaven. A plant cannot be easily uprooted like a seed. So therefore, you have to pray some bulldozing prayers. You have to pray some militant prayers against every tree of darkness growing in our life. All these strange sickness are all from the kingdom of darkness. Planted into our life in a dream. Planted into our life at night. Strange spirit husband tormenting people. They are not planted by God. Strange things happening in the life of people that they can't talk to another person. They are not planted by God. You are going to open your mouth and pray very well. Examine your life. Examine your marriage. Examine your finances. Examine your career. Examine your business. Examine whatever you are examining within your life. What are those things that are not from God? They are from the devil. The Bible says, while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares and ran away. We are going to pray with anger now. Before you pray, confess your sin to the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to save your soul. In Jesus' name we pray. May the Lord have mercy. May the Lord deliver you from every yoke of sin. In Jesus' name we pray. Now listen, there are seven prayers. These are uprooting prayers that we are going to pray. If you can devote five minutes on each of these prayers, you are going to give testimony. You will shout loud and clear. Say, every tree planted by the devil in my life, be uprooted and die in the name of Jesus. Every tree planted by the devil in my life, be uprooted and die in the name of Jesus. Every tree planted by the devil in my life, be uprooted and die. Be uprooted and die in the name of Jesus. Every tree planted by the devil in my life, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. This is the second one. Say, powers behind evil plantation in my life. Powers behind evil plantation in my life. In the name of Jesus. Powers behind evil plantation in my life. In the name of Jesus. Powers behind evil plantation in my life. In Jesus' name, pray. There is no evil plantation without the power behind it. That is why we have to pray that prayer with aggression. This is the third one. Say, fire of deliverance, go into my root and destroy every evil seed in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, go into my root and destroy every evil seed in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, go into my root and destroy every evil seed in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, go into my root and destroy every evil seed in Jesus' name. We pray. This is number four. Say, the hand of household wickedness in the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. The hand of household wickedness in the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. The hand of household wickedness in the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. The hand of household wickedness in the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. The hand of household wickedness in the affairs of my life, wither in Jesus' name we pray. I'm going to stop there. I want you to take these four prayer points, spend 5 minutes on each of them. Do it aggressively, and you will see what the Lord will do. Take the oil and anoint your center head and say this prayer. Say, my destiny, wake up by fire in the name of Jesus. My destiny, wake up by fire, wake up by fire, wake up by fire, wake up by fire, wake up by fire in the name of Jesus. My destiny, wake up by fire, wake up by fire in Jesus' name. Pray. When your destiny wakes up, oh, you will see people coming to assist you. You will see where you have rejected, people are looking for you to accept you. You will see where you submit a proposal, people will want to associate with you. Because your destiny has woken up. Aha. Take the oil, rub it on your chest, and rub it on your stomach. Say the same prayer. Say, my destiny, wake up by fire in the name of Jesus. My destiny, wake up by fire, 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 wake up by fire in the name of Jesus. My destiny, wake up by fire, 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 wake up by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we pray that our destiny shall rise and wake up in the name of Jesus. Any power limiting the manifestation of my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Any power limiting the manifestation of your destiny, in Jesus' name, pray. Every obstruction on the shining forth of your destiny, I command your obstruction to scatter in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Makata kuntedikai. Thank you, Lord. Aha. Ribata. Now bring out your prayer request. Lord, we pray that instant divine intervention shall appear on all these requests, and there will be testimony instantly. I command 24, 48 hours, 72 hour testimony upon this request in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Aha. The Lord has done a lot here. Yes, all those who have been praying to get a partner, the Lord will visit you this year. Those who have been crying for the fruit of the womb, the Lord will visit you this year. Those who the enemy has converted to zombie, the Lord will visit you this year. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Aha, aha. Those who are suffering in their health, whatever the sickness may be, I bind the root of that sickness, cast it to the pit of hell. We command you to be made whole in the name of Jesus. Sit ever. You can take the oil and anoint that area where you are sick. The Bible says, thou shalt lay hands upon the sick, and it shall recover. Lay your hand upon that area you are sick. Father, in the name of Jesus, standing on your word, we decree that every sickness in this area shall disappear, and this fellow shall recover. In Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, you have testimony to share with us. Forward the testimony to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. Don't forget, I worship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, and our international headquarters is at number 13 Ola Simba Street. It's just at the back of second gate of Unilag and 10 minutes drive from Queen's College. God bless you in Jesus' name.